Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Mainly clear today, with daytime highs approaching 87. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, 45. Mainly clear tomorrow, high of 84. Mid-70s Wednesday, with a slight chance for showers, mid-80s Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Recker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. A Taiwanese battery manufacturer is building a new facility in southwest Kansas. Apogee Power has chosen Liberal for its new manufacturing and assembly facility. It should begin operating this summer. Kansas students will soon need permission from their parents if they want to participate in protests or walkouts at school. The legislature overrode Governor Kelly's veto of a provision included in the latest budget bill. The school districts that don't enforce the rule could be fined. And Kratom and products will be illegal in Kansas later this year. The governor signed a law Friday, adding Kratom and 708 to the state's Controlled Substance Act beginning July 1st. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed three times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Women in Government Board Chair. Alzheimer's disease often starts subtly with a memory slip, lost word, or forgotten appointment. For patients experiencing memory and thinking issues, there are FDA-cleared blood biomarker tests that can help detect the buildup of proteins in the brain that can lead to the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. That's why early detection and diagnosis are so important. Sharing details about your memory and thinking issues with your doctor can help determine if testing is right for you. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed new legislation aimed at strengthening public safety while addressing how courts handle defendants found incompetent to stand trial in serious criminal cases. Senate Bill 374, also known as the Logan and Austin Bill, is designated to close a gap in state law that could allow potentially dangerous individuals to be released without proper evaluation or supervision. The bill is named in memory of two children killed in 2020, and their family has been a strong advocate for changes to the law. Under the new law, courts will now be required to take a closer look at a defendant's past behavior when deciding whether that person poses a risk to the community. It also allows prosecutors to take a more active role in commitment proceedings and ensures courts can consider a full range of factors, including prior convictions and pending charges. The legislation creates a more structured approach to handling these cases while still protecting the rights of defendants and ensuring access to mental health treatment. Lawmakers say the goal is to make sure individuals who commit serious crimes are properly evaluated and monitored, rather than falling through the cracks of the legal system. In addition to this measure, the governor signed several other bipartisan bills covering areas such as school safety, healthcare licensing, and financial protections and corrections programs. Supporters say the new laws are aimed at improving public safety, strengthening oversight, and providing better resources for Kansans across the state. Preparations are underway in Hays for the second annual Downtown Hays Science Festival, with a pair of special community events giving students and families a unique opportunity to explore space history. STEM Harvest is hosting two Adventure in Space sessions, each featuring a live virtual question and answer with Apollo 13 astronaut Fred Hays. Attendance is limited to 100 people per session to keep the experience small and interactive. These events are scheduled for Tuesday, April 28th and Saturday, May 2nd, both running from 5 to 7:45 p.m. at STEM Harvest on Main Street in Hays. Each evening includes a hands-on workshop where participants design their own NASA-style mission patch, followed by pizza and a screening of a documentary on the Apollo 13 mission. The night wraps up with a live virtual conversation with Hayes, who was the lunar module pilot during the historic 1970 mission. Hayes is one of only a few dozen people who have traveled to the moon and played a key role in the safe return of the Apollo 13 crew after a critical in-flight emergency. The events are free, but pre-registration is required due to limited space. Organizers say the goal is to spark interest in science, technology, engineering, and math while connecting students with real-world stories from space exploration. The sessions also serve as a lead-up to the Downtown Hayes Science Festival set for May 3rd. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Out on the plains of western Kansas, the small community of Liebenthal is home to something that really stands out, a historic church complex built from local limestone that's now gaining statewide recognition. The St. Joseph's Parish Complex, known for its striking post-rock Gothic architecture, has officially been designated a Kansas State Historic Site. The designation includes the church, school, and rectory, and the nomination is now moving forward for consideration on the National Register of Historic Places. What makes this story even more unique is the person behind the work. A Fort Hays State University graduate student, Trevor Yoakum, led the research and documentation needed to secure the designation, something typically handled by a professional historian. The project began with local efforts to preserve the site's history, eventually connecting Yoakum with community members and university faculty. Over several months, he dug into records and archives, while also gathering stories from residents about the role the church has played in the community for more than a century. The buildings themselves date back to early Volga German settlers who quarried limestone from the area and built the structures by hand, creating a lasting symbol of their faith and determination. Their recognition is more than symbolic. It can help the community access funding and grants to preserve the site for future generations. For Yoakum, the experience has helped shape his future as he plans to continue working on public history right here in Kansas. And for the people of Liebenthal, it's a meaningful way to honor their past while ensuring their story continues to be told. The National Sorghum Foundation is now accepting applications for its 2026-27 academic scholarships for college students pursuing degrees in agriculture. Foundation Chair Jeff Dahlberg said the industry relies on the next generation stepping into leadership roles and noted the program is designed to support students who are prepared to contribute to the future of sorghum and agriculture. The Bruce Maunder Memorial Scholarship honors a lifelong advocate and researcher in the sorghum industry who spent 37 years focused on crop improvement and mentoring future leaders. Applications must be sophomores through seniors enrolled in agriculture-based degree programs. The Darrell Rosenau Memorial Scholarship recognizes a pioneer in hybrid sorghum who dedicated more than four decades to plant breeding. Eligible students include sophomores through seniors studying agriculture-based sciences such as agronomy, plant pathology, entomology, or plant breeding with an emphasis on sorghum. The Bill Kubeka Memorial Scholarship honors a longtime leader in the sorghum industry known for his dedication and service. In addition to tuition assistance, the award includes travel expenses to attend the National Sorghum Producers Annual Legislative Fly-In. Eligible applicants include undergraduate sophomores through seniors, as well as graduate and law students pursuing studies in agriculture economics, policy, or law. Each scholarship is valued at $1,500 and the application window is open now through June 1st. More information about each scholarship criteria and application forms is available at sorghumgrowers.com/foundation-scholarships. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. With tax deadline day coming up on April 15th, farmers are looking for shelters and other benefits they may not have had in the past. Two such provisions, especially for farmers and ranchers, came from last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Mike Davis has the details.
USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce says one to take note of is a $15 million estate tax exemption.
Thinking about a typical farm and the value of that real estate, that can be very impactful. Without this, the heirs may have to sell part of the farm to pay the taxes or get a loan to pay the taxes. So a $15 million estate tax exemption is really important.
Fordyce says Congress and President Trump also added a bonus depreciation clause.
Now, after the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, a farmer, rancher, they're able to expense 100% of the cost of some of those bigger capital items, tractor, combine, whatnot, but can expense that instead of having to depreciate that over 5 years or 7 years. So, you know, certainly a couple of provisions in there. A lot of folks aren't talking a lot about, but very important to the farm businesses and ranch businesses across the country.
He adds these benefits have no sunset clause, so should remain permanent. As always, check with your CPA or tax advisor for more information before filing. I'm Mike Davis.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for the update. A temporary ceasefire between the United States and Iran that is very tenuous right now, unlikely to resolve the ongoing global fertilizer shortages, leaving U.S. farmers facing continued supply disruptions and high input costs during the spring planting season. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, looks like a hot one ahead for the entire state for this afternoon as a warm front pushes through the region. We normally should see highs in the 60s, and instead we'll see highs in the 80s across the state. A few outlier portions in the south central parts of the state getting into the lower 90s, so well above average for this time of the year. We're looking at mostly sunny skies across most of the state as well, more of a mixture of clouds and sun on the extreme eastern portions of the state along the border. And then for tonight, it looks like we can expect to see overnight lows dropping into the upper 30s for the extreme northwestern portions of the state as a cold front begins to push through. Warmer as you get farther to the southeast as that system hasn't pushed through the region yet, and so we'll still linger in the 60s there. Partly cloudy skies for most overnight, except once again for the extreme eastern portions of the state. Those areas still looking at a little bit more cloud cover for the evening. By Tuesday, it still looks like a hot one, primarily lingering in the 80s. However, as that cold front begins to push through the extreme northwestern portions of the state, slightly cooler there, lingering in the upper 70s there, so not too much of a difference. Maybe still a few areas around about 90 degrees for the south central portions of Kansas for your Tuesday. Along with that, also looking at a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms for the south central and extreme eastern portions of the state for tomorrow. Along with that, also looking at a marginal to a slight risk for some severe weather, so definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on. By Wednesday, it looks like a little bit cooler for the most part, primarily in the 70s, a few areas in the 80s from the extreme northeastern portions going southwestward into the south central portions, again lingering in the 80s there. Also a chance for some showers and thunderstorms for the northern and eastern portions of the state for your Wednesday. Once again, also looking at a marginal to a slight risk for some severe weather once again for your Wednesday. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.